There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No, guys, you haven't got your days confused. It's not Sunday, it is Friday, and it is Wellfar. Coming up is a new segment that I've got for the podcast, and it's going to drop here every single week. I wanted to let you know, though, that this week's is a little rough and ready. I'm recording the new segments whilst I'm out on my walks with my baby and I had attached the mic to the sling. So you are going to hear a few bumps, a little bit of it bouncing around, but I do hope that you enjoy the show and I'm going to work on my mic skills for next week. Hello, it's Amy Lane here, host of the Wellfar podcast. And you guys are listening to the first of my new midweek musings. These are going to be coming to you every single week. And they are essentially an update on what's going on in my training, perhaps what's going on in your training. If you drop me a DM on Instagram, it's just a way for us to keep in touch from Sunday to Sunday. Back in season one, I shared my marathon journey as part of the podcast, and so many of you got in touch to say how nice it was that I was training whilst you guys were training and it felt like we were all on the journey together. And I suppose now more than ever, so many of us are craving that connection because we are training by ourselves. So I thought, do you know what? For season four, I am going to bring it back whilst I train for Couch to 5K. So I'm going to bring back the personal journey. I'm going to bring back the training ramblings. I'm going to let you in on how I'm getting on. And like I said before, I'd love to know how you guys are getting on. Actually, I've created a Strava group for this podcast. So if you do want to be part of a community where you can share your runs and give each other kudos and get some kudos back, hop over to Strava and search Wellfar, and you will find our Strava club there. By the way, if you can hear little guinea pig noises, that is my four-month-old baby Huxley, who is strapped to me right now. He's in the sling. We're doing some nap laps. So, my new challenge, Couch to 5K. Wow. I'm about 3 weeks into Couch to 5K, and I have to say I am finding it so much tougher than I thought it was going to be. I am doing Couch to 5K after having my little boy, Huxley, who was born in September. I decided to sign up to Couch to 5K because I wanted to get back to running. I wanted to get back to feeling good. I really craved some head space. I really craved some of my own space as well. Being a household where my husband is working from home and having a new baby, there's a lot that goes on in that house at the moment. And so I just needed some of my own time. Oh, there he is. Hang on, pause. A few jiggles did the trick. And so I looked up running plans and I started looking for 5K postpartum plans and getting back into running. And then I realized what I really needed was just something super simple and something that works. And so I downloaded Couch to 5K completely free. It had more than 1 million downloads last year, which just shows how many more people have started running. And it's really easy to use because it's audio runs. So you simply download the app, press play, choose who you want to coach you, and then start running and stop running when you get told, and just keep going as much as you can. And so I've been doing that for 3 weeks. And like I said, I have found it far tougher than I thought I would. And I think that's because when you're coming back to running from after having a baby, you've probably not done much for a few months. So your starting point is very different to maybe where you left off your fitness. So for me, I trained right up until the week before I had Huxley. I mean, when I say trained, I just kept my strength and my mobility going, and I did some yoga, and I did actually run until 7 months, but then after then I was walking. And then after having Huxley, and I had quite a traumatic birth, I took some time, obviously, just to rest and rehab and really get used to my new family setup, because I wasn't used to not doing things on my own time or my own schedule. So that's been quite a challenge, to relinquish control and to do everything around somebody else. And so, see, I told you it was going to be rambling. Get back on track. And so at about 12 weeks, I started to really think about getting back to exercise. And I discovered that actually you shouldn't really be running before 12 weeks. And so I started to think about it then. And then I had to put a lot of work in, strengthening my pelvic floor and making sure that actually that was in a good enough position to handle the impact of running. And so I put all of that work in, and then I started running thinking, this is going to be easy, it's just run, walk. But actually it's really tough when you haven't been moving at a pace or at an intensity for a while. Just those 60 seconds or 90 second segments really do challenge you. And I felt quite heavy on my feet, and breathing was quite laboured, and it was cold and it was wet. So that all kind of played into the displeasure of those first couple of runs. But I have to say that every time I finished the runs or the workout sessions, I felt so good, because it is so much harder getting out and about with a child, I've realised. And so I've been having to do these runs at 6:30 at night when my husband can take over and look after Huxley. And so, like I said, it's raining and it's cold. And so to actually get that workout done in those conditions for me is a massive achievement, because I'm much more of a sunny weathered soul. I like to get out when the sun's shining and in daylight. And so, yeah, and so 3 weeks in now, and I've had to put in a couple of extra rest days just because my pelvic floor wasn't feeling as recovered as I thought it was. And so I've just taken the pressure off. And as much as I would like to do the 5K as soon as possible, there really is no pressure to hit it. I just need to achieve that goal when it's right for me. So I've added in a couple more rest days. I've been diligent with my pelvic floor, but also doing some strength training for runners, because we all know how good that is. If you need a refresher on it, hop back into the Welfare Archive. There's a whole podcast with Luke Worthington, my brilliant PT, on why we should all be strength training. And also, there's a brilliant podcast from physio Bradley Skanes in the same season, which is about injury. And he talks about why strength training does help run-proof your body. So I have taken all of that expertise and advice into consideration with my new fitness plan and my new fitness goal, my Couch to 5K goal. And I have been making sure that I put in as much effort with that as I am out in my trainers. And so that's where I'm at. So I'd love to know if you're also doing Couch to 5K this year. I'd love to know how you're finding it and what are your biggest struggles. I will be back next week with another update. Perhaps I'll talk about how I'm fitting it in around Huxley, because actually just finding the time has been as tough as those run segments. So come back next week and I will talk about my hacks for fitting in running around having a baby. And I'd also love to know what burning questions you have about running and training, because I'm going to put them to an expert each week and get the answers for you guys. So they will follow these run ramblings, midweek musings, whatever we want to call it, these new drops on the Welfare Podcast. Thanks very much for listening. I can't wait to hear what you think of the new season. And thanks for putting up with my little squeaky guinea pig, Huxley. He is now staring at me. He needs a feed. So I'm going to say goodbye and see you all next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope you found some of this advice helpful. And remember,
If you do like the podcast, then please rate, review and subscribe. It really helps other runners find us. Plus, you can also keep up to date with other runners in our virtual crew by using the hashtag WellFar on Instagram and by joining the new WellFar Club on Strava. I look at all your posts and updates and it absolutely makes my day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.